all the scandals in the financial world in recent years, unethical behavior by analysts and mutual fund managers, and even American icon Martha Stewart, our personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, says investors can learn from Wall Street's failures. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she spoke earlier with Day-to-Day's Noah Adams.
Michelle, let's start with a really big one. What can you learn from the bankruptcy of Enron?
Well, I tell you, you can learn so much. I wrote a story about one Enron employee who had 100% of his 401k money invested in Enron stock.
Oh, my.
It came to about $2 million. Huh? When all said was done, the bankruptcy, the scandals, the restatement of earnings, he lost all of but $14,000.
That's the cost of being loyal there, right?
Well, being loyal and actually being a gambler. Because if you put all your money in one stock or one sector, what you're doing is a gambling. You're not investing. Investment advisors generally recommend investing no more than 10% to 20% of your investment portfolio in any single stock.
Now, moving on, if you are a small investor and you read about the big stockbroker scandals the last year or so, what's the message there?
Well, it's interesting. I read a lot of the lawsuits that people filed, some investors filed, particularly, say, against Merrill Lynch. And what I found was that people were taking advice and they hadn't even read the reports. So people are getting tips from people, reading stuff in newspapers, and not actually doing their own research. What you want to do is just get your independent research. You know, stockbrokers work for investment companies that do deals. So, and a lot of investors should have known that because the media was reporting on this. So you want to do your independent research and don't just listen to what you see at the top of the financial news to use your money to invest.
Okay, now mutual funds. There have been some mutual fund scandals, a lot of investigations over the past few months.
Well, you know, here's the thing with those. Not a lot of individual investors got hurt by that. But what those investigations should teach us is that we can no longer be passive investors. We can't afford to just hand over our money and trust that people will act in our best interest. Now, I know we've all been raised not to ask people about their business, what they're earning. But when it comes to your mutual fund, you need to know what people are earning, what fees are involved. You have to ask that question.
Finally, the prosecution, the sentencing of Martha Stewart, that's big finance. Now, why would an individual care or be concerned about Martha Stewart or not concerned about Martha Stewart?
Well, here's the thing about Martha Stewart. There was a survey done by Money Magazine and the International Communications Research, and they polled regular investors and found out that nearly one-third of them said that they would trade on an illegal inside information if given the chance. 32% of these investors said they would immediately buy or sell a company share if they learned important news about the company. For instance, if they heard it, you know, before the general public heard it, which is illegal. So I think that here's the lesson. Don't cheat, don't lie, and follow the law. Because if Martha Stewart can be taken down, so can you.
What if somebody calls, though, and says on Monday, hey, there's this new product coming out called Viagra on Thursday, you know, my brother-in-law knows about it?
Here's the thing about investing. You want to always be on the up and up. Right now, in this particular environment, they have very sophisticated tools to figure out if you've been trading on inside information, and it's not worth it.
Of course, she got in trouble for lying about it, right?
That's right. You know what they say. It's never the act. It's always the cover up. So if you get caught, be sure to tell the truth.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. And she joins us regularly on Day to Day. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.